let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
It's a celebration.
Welcoming you to the first hour of our congratulations and celebration edition for Nathan here of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, just like it sounds. MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right, and that'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. We'll check out Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and all the great stories and videos and photographs that I post all the time. There's some really good stuff up there now. And hey, it is the first Sunday of June. And that means Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And of course, we'll be getting started with that shortly. But we started the dancing early today because we've got some great news. And to share that news with all of us, Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, Martha.
And congratulations!
Oh, thank you very much. Of course, people are asking, what the heck are they celebrating for?
Well, you got something to rattle that might
some
give
people
them a clue.
Do. Well, we'll do that here in just a moment here, but let's get a little bit of the lowdown on what's going on in the past, maybe 4 to 5 weeks or so for the whole process.
Yeah.
And that was in the search for a new place to live, since parents are getting ready to move out later in the year, but it was time for me to start getting into the act of searching for a condominium. And
well, yeah, because your folks decided that apparently they're going to move to Tennessee, huh?
Exactly. They're going wow. all the way to the East Coast. I'm still well, sticking on the best coast, the West Coast.
Yep. So, yeah, I agree with you. So that started a massive search for you because you're not moving to Tennessee. So you needed a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And but I mean, this is a big celebration because this is you are for the first time a homeowner, an official homeowner.
Well, since that has been said, let's just go ahead and big out the big celebration here.
All right. Woohoo! Oh, can you hear him? I can see him. I can hear
him. That is me jingling my keys to the condominium.
Well, it is, this is a once in a lifetime happening.
It is.
You only get to be a first time homeowner once, and you have made the grade. Woohoo!
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great feeling.
So tell us, it was a 5-6 week process?
About that. I probably started looking for the condo early last month and maybe towards the end of the previous month. It's hard to say when I actually started looking, but yeah, the first searches were going okay. I had a price range I wanted to stay in and, of course, expectations for within that price range. And the first condo I looked at, it was a great place. I mean, it had a very nice view looking over a lake to the west. It would have beautiful sunsets and backdrop on the patio looking out back. But the rest of the condominium just wasn't kept up that well and just didn't really feel super secure there. So I said, we'll keep this one on the back burner for now. And then I went up to this one that my real estate agent had recommended to me. And she said, you really got to check out this one. I said, okay. It's a little bit out of my price range, but we'll take a look and see what it is. And I went into there and I did what's called the parking lot test, where I look at the cars and everything about this.
Yeah, I think that's a really good tip for folks. I had never thought about it. Of course, I never shopped for a condominium, but would have occurred to me to do that. But I guess you can tell a lot from what goes on at a place by what kind of cars and everything. And
the condition they're in, what type of the car they're in. It sure beats going around and knocking on everybody's door.
Yeah. do you keep this place up or what?
Yeah, exactly.
It passed the parking lot test.
Yeah,
huh?
As I was going through too, even just like driving through the place, I kept checking more and more boxes. I was like, okay, I know it's a little bit out of my price range, but I got to figure out my finances and figure out if this will be affordable. And I was able to, track down some good things and said, okay, yeah, I can definitely, finance this place. So I was talking to my real estate agent and I just kept falling more and more in love with that. And my parents came along with me the first throughout the process just to, provide good insights from their expertise and experiences before. And also have like a neutral state of mind to help provide me with opinions. And at first they were like, well, you really should, consider looking around at more places. But as time kept going, they kept liking this place more and more too. And it was like, yeah, we really like this place.
Once you got a chance to see what else was out there, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And I've only actually toured two condos, the first one I was mentioning, then this one. The rest I just kind of looked at on maps and stuff like that, or listing photos and just researching the places around. And this place, I mean, nothing could ever seem to top this one or come close to it. So I was like, all right, well, I don't know how long this will be on the market for, and somebody might come in and have the same ideas as me and want to have this place. So it's like, well, with how good this place is, I mean, I don't want to pass this up. Let's start putting this thing under contract and then working out some details. And I do need to do some things to the condo, like renovating and redoing the carpets and giving it a fresh paint job and patching up some things, but I have plenty of time to do that. And a lot of the stuff, for the most part, I can be able to do myself or know somebody who can. So that'll make it really easy to just slowly work on the place and get it to a place where I'm able to move in the next maybe 3 or 4 months or so.
Okay. So what area did you decide on? Where are you going to be living?
This is a kind of a borderline jurisdiction area. Everybody will say to you the area is Normandy Park, but technically I'm in the Burien jurisdiction by where they draw the city lines. So
Burien, Normandy Park area.
Yeah, but now, really I'm in Normandy Park, even though my address would say Burien.
All right, so now you live down south anyway, because you've been living with your folks. How far away is where your folks' place to where your condo is?
It'll be about a 20-minute drive to get from.
Okay.
But what's interesting is it'll be the same exact time to travel to and from KKNW from there. Since pretty much I'll be right off of the freeway, I don't really have any traffic lights until I get to the KKNW area, or stop signs for that matter. I just get on the road and get going.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I was thinking about moving, you know, and, so 20 minutes in between. So it's not like moving across the street, but you don't have a great distance to go. So that should make moving pretty easily. But for right now, you're staying put and working on the new place, and you can afford to take your time, it sounds like.
Absolutely. It'll be a slow process, but once it's all done, it'll be all modernized and up to date and really nice and clean and polished on the inside, and will give me a good however long I need to be there for.
All right. All right. Well, I'm so excited for you, and because that's a huge thing, you know, owning your first place. And you, it sounds like you did all your homework right and checked out everything you could and found the place that you're going to be really happy in for.
And I was able to find a great deal and an even better location.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, so congratulations, Nathan, first-time homeowner. And so that's a bar that, you know, or a check that you check that box and you only get to check that once.
Can't do it ever again.
And I'm glad it is well, it doesn't mean that you won't be buying other places, but you only get to be a first-time homeowner once.
Right, and hold that sold and home sweet home giant key cutout.
Yeah, I remember that my first place that I owned was with my husband. I was once I was married, but I had a similar close relationship, you know, with my family as you do with yours, and I wasn't living with my parents, but at some point when I was in my 20s, they bought a home in the neighborhood that I grew up in and where they lived. They bought a home in Laurelhurst, and then I rented it back from them. And then, you know, when I got married, my husband and I bought that house from my parents. So I doubt that we'd been able to do something in the, you know, buy something in that area if we weren't buying it from my parents and getting a really, really good deal. You know, parents are nice to, you know, especially when you got a great family and good parents that, you know, can really be there and help you get going. Like, you know, you've been able to live with your folks. So probably one of the reasons why you can afford to buy a condo.
I just had on my mind, you know, with the way rent and just real estate prices are here in the Seattle area, I wouldn't be able to afford anything if it weren't for the graciousness of my parents to open up their doors for me and let me stay there as I saved up for a place.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So anyway, congratulations. I'm thrilled, and I'm sure the animal world is thrilled for you. And speaking of animal world, are you allowed to have any animals in your condo? I mean, because they have rules and stuff, so.
They just have a 30-pound limit, but you can have a cat, dog, ferret, bird, anything, as long as it doesn't exceed 30 pounds.
Uh-huh. So
now, you're probably thinking maybe about Abby, huh?
Well, Abby can come and visit, but she can't stay, it sounds like, because she weighs more than 30
she's
pounds.
She's just
right?
a little bit over. She's like 32 or 33. So who knows, maybe she'll be close enough where the HOA might bring a little bit of leeway. But the thing is, with the space that it is, you know, Abby's going to need some place to run around, and we don't.
Well, but isn't Abby, Abby's moving to Tennessee, isn't she?
She will be, yeah.
Yeah. So do you, we've never talked about it. Are you a cat guy? Do you want to have a cat? You know, are you thinking about having any animals, or are you just going to be footloose and fancy free in your fancy new condo?
so far, I've never really been much of a cat person. I like, you know, petting cats and have them rub against me, but having one live with me in a house is not much I'm too big of a fan of. I prefer the having a dog.
Yeah, of course, dogs a lot more work consistently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because you can't do everything. Well, you know, the cat, you can exercise your kitties inside and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to do with, you know, all the dogs. And anyway, they're just... So I would imagine that you're probably going to concentrate on being a homeowner and in your condo and
yeah, at least for the first year or so.
Yeah. All right. And of course, because you're part of Animal World, you wouldn't just do something quickly without really thinking about it, because you would have great advice and help here if you decide to bring an animal into your life at the new place. But anyway, congratulations.
I know who I'm going to call.
Yeah, yeah. So before we get back on track here and get the show started, it's wet out here. It has been raining. It rained during the night, but it's not raining right now. Really cloudy, but from all the weather reports I've heard, we're going to get dumped on. So does that agree with your weather report, Nathan?
It absolutely does. And also, wind is going to be increasing as well on Monday and Tuesday. Could have winds gusting up to about the 20-mile-per-hour range. And, of course, lots and lots of rain ahead of us up until Wednesday. And during that time, there is a flood watch. So if you're by creeks or rivers or maybe lowlands in the valleys, just be careful. You might see a little bit more standing water than usual.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we put up with some rain for a while.
But it'll be worth it, though, because on Wednesday, then towards the end of the week, we get back to mostly sunny skies to sunny skies, and temperatures will quickly warm up between Wednesday from 70 degrees to 82 degrees by Saturday.
What? I did 80? We're looking at 80?
I said 82, the big 80.
Holy moly. Well, all right, everybody, you got to really be paying attention to that weather now, because, you know, as the temperatures go up, you know, you got to be careful about taking your dog friends in the car. And gosh, I think we've already in parts of the country have had some tragedies with kids or dogs left in the car. So make sure you pay attention to the weather and what you're doing with your animal friends. And I know I was surprised when I got out to mow and blow this week before the rains hit. I'm still getting mushrooms coming up in my yard and stuff. So make sure you're checking your yard. If you have dogs that you leave them in the yard, make sure you're making sure that your grass and areas where you let your dogs out are mushroom free, so they can't munch on something that might kill them. And of course, it's time to pay attention as the weather consistently stays above 50. Then we have to be paying attention to fleas and all that good stuff. So it is that time of year. All righty. It looks like why don't we stay on schedule? I wanted to also ask you about your favorite sport, and the Mariners seem to be doing really, really good, but we don't have a lot of time to fool around here, because we do have to start Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And of course, Meow Cat Rescue will be up first towards the bottom of the hour. So how about, Nathan, let's take care of our advertisers, and then we will officially start the show. If we have any time left, we'll chat for a minute, but then we will get on with the show, as they say. So stay right where you are, everyone. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes gal. We'll be in the studio with Brother, the show next Sunday with Brother Nils Rasmussen. It's our monthly healing show, and you can call in for free remote treatments. In the meantime, you can work with Linda privately. She works out of the Intraspace facility, which is the old Rainier Brewery. So she can do a session with you in her office, or she can work remotely with you over the phone or Zoom, whatever works. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to anyone that we send her. So all you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and you can have a free session. And her working with you on the air doesn't count. So even if you've called in and had a session with Linda, you can still call and get a free one in person or remotely. And you can check Linda out at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. Call or text her at this number for a free session, 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty then. That catches us up here. And so we have just enough time, I think, to officially start the show before we get to Meow Cat Rescue and our first interview of the day. And if you haven't been with us before when I've officially started the show, I start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do start with a couple of Saint Francis prayers for us and our animal friends, and then a pile of affirmations to spiritualize us up for the day and the week. And just want to acknowledge the fact that I've had a request that I get this stuff up on the website so that you could have it in front of you to say these things along with me every week. And I apologize, haven't made it to that on my list yet. Still figuring out how we're going to do that, because my website's very old, and of course I can't do it myself and all of that. And, you know, anyway, I'm working on it. Well, I will be anyway. So here we go. And just so you know, participating in this part of the show is optional. You can join me and say the prayers along with me and the affirmations. You can opt out, completely up to you. It's not like dancing when we get to bringing out the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required, but here, this is optional. All righty. So I'm going to start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now, for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty, that's our prayer section. Now we get to our affirmation section, and we have a pile of these affirmations, all contributed by some member of the Animal World family here or there along the years, and they're chosen because they are so powerful and have majorly changed my life and those that use them. So you are welcome to use them on a daily basis in your life as well, or just say them here on Sundays. This first one comes from my spiritual family and was assignment from our spiritual directors years and years ago. And the assignment was do it once a day for a week and see what happens. Changed my life. So it's every day. And now I share it with you. Affirmation number one. And we said do each one of them, I say out loud three times. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second affirmation actually came from Linda Rasmussen, who will be in the studio with us next week. And when she works with one of you on the air, she gives an affirmation to keep the energy going. And that's where this one came from. And it was so powerful that we've decided to include it weekly. So here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All right. And when you're doing that one, just imagine in your mind what the abundance means to you. What do you imagine as being abundant? Because that can mean a lot of things. All right. Now, this next one is the affirmation that I use to get myself in the right frame of mind and balance to go out in the world and keeping good health and well-being and all that stuff going rather than the other side of that coin. So here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, this next affirmation comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator and intuitive personal awareness coach and astrology and feng shui and all that good stuff that she does. And she's here the third Sunday of the month. Anyway, this is the one that we use to kind of adjust to all these crazy energies we're dealing with. And both the last one and this one I do for my animal friends as well. Here we go with this affirmation. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, and then we conclude this whole process with our final affirmation, which is the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga's Warrior of Light affirmation, and it is so important right now. This is one where we send light all over the planet. There's lots of places we need it here in our country. We need it around the world with all the warring, so you know where to send it. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Woohoo! All right, we are all spiritualized up for today, and hope it carries you through the week. And feel free to do them daily to keep the energy flowing. And woohoo! So we are all set. Alrighty, and Nathan is indicating that we are all set in all ways and waiting in the wings. We start off the first Sunday of the month, which is always Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And doing their best and helping so many animals in cat and dog suits. Would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, one of my favorite places. And joining us, as always, Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, is it wet down in your neighborhood?
Very wet.
All right. And do you live down in the Kirkland area, by the way?
I live in Bothell.
Oh, okay. So you're not too far away from Meow.
Oh, about 10 minutes. Yeah.
All right. That works. That works. So, but it's wet up here, but it's not really raining hard. But understand from Nathan that we got lots of rain and wind coming in for a few days. So,
yeah, we do. It's another, I think, atmospheric river on its way.
Yeah, there were a couple of them on the last weather report I saw. So, and apparently unusual flood warnings and stuff coming up. But it is spring and things are changing. But Marilyn, when Nathan, I was asking him about the weather, he mentioned 80 degrees for next weekend.
Oh, wow. That sounds rain.
It sounds like we're going to go from rain and wind and atmospheric rivers to a heat wave, maybe.
Wow.
So, yeah. I warned everybody to pay attention to, you know, taking your animal friends in the car. You know, when it starts to get warm, you got to pay attention to mm-hmm. that.
Absolutely.
All right. So if anybody's joining us for the first time or hasn't heard you before, tell us what Meow Cat Rescue is all about.
Meow Cat Rescue is a nonprofit 501c3 animal rescue group, animal shelter. We're located in Kirkland. We are in the Houghton area across the street from Met Market. And we have cats and kittens at the shelter as well as in foster homes. And dogs and puppies are in foster homes.
Right. So you're not just meow, of course, would indicate kitties, of course, but you got some woof woofs too, but don't come into the shelter. They're in foster homes.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. And for the kitties that are in the foster homes now, things changed significantly during the pandemic and all of that, but pretty much I think you guys are pretty geared up and almost back to normal. You're open, I think, four days, what, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday now from 1 to 5 p.m.? Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
And that's the time, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in the afternoon that folks can come by, you know, to meet the kitties and whatever, and add a new member to their family. Now, I can't remember, Marilyn, before the pandemic, how many days a week you guys were open.
We were open 5 days a week before the pandemic.
Okay, so now, so are there plans to open up another day? Are you guys happy at 4 days a week, or what can you tell us?
I think we're going to sit with four for now. That's working really well for us, and we really do need those other 3 days to do all the other myriad of things that have to be done.
So, okay.
Yeah, it's working well for us.
So the current schedule and all of that is working well. That's great. Now, I'm wondering about the status of are you guys like up to your eyeballs in cats and kittens, dogs and puppies and foster, that you're full and you can't take any more in? I mean, often that's the case with rescues. I mean, what's the status in terms of how many animals you have these days?
Well, we're pretty full at the shelter right now, but we do have a few empty cages. I know that we've got a spay-neuter day tomorrow up at Everett Animal Shelter. So that will pretty much fill up the empty cages after that happens. And as far as foster homes go, I know we're pretty full, but we do still have some open.
Okay.
And we're always looking for foster homes.
Yeah, so we can definitely talk about that, but I want to, before I forget, because I get asked this question all the time. I mean, it's quite it's interesting, and I spirit works in strange ways, Marilyn, and I think I've mentioned this before, but if people in my area search for shelters or rescues for animals, they get my information. Okay. So I get tons of phone calls for people that think they're contacting a shelter or a rescue. So, you know, found an animal, lost an animal, want an animal, all that kind of stuff. And I always try to answer the phone whenever I'm here, because I'm not a shelter or rescue, but because it's my business, I can usually get them to the right direction depending on what they need. So I try to help them when I can. But one of the most common things I have to explain to people, Marilyn, is that when they have found an animal and they can't keep it, and you know that they haven't been able to locate an owner, but a lot of people, they don't want to take an animal to a county or city shelter. They want to go to a no kill, or a private shelter. And so, I have to explain that there are laws about what you do with a stray or a lost animal. A lot of people don't realize that, right? Because Meow, as a private rescue shelter, you by law cannot take strays or lost animals in. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I know it is confusing to a lot of people, but for ease of placing animals, we need to have a single point of contact for each county, and it needs to be a municipality, such as Everett Animal Shelter, RASC, which is Regional Animal Services of King County. And yes, we're a private shelter, and we're not allowed to take strays.
Right, so and like you said, there needs to be one point of entry. But and in my mind, that's because, you know, imagine, folks, if you lost a beloved animal friend, you know, a dog or a cat, and so you've lost your animal, you've got to find them. If you had to call every shelter around, first of all, I mean, how would you know all of the shelters and rescues and where to call? that's the a big reason why lost, stray, found animals need to go to these official shelters, like in Snohomish County, it's Everett Animal Shelter, so that people have a chance to be able to locate their lost animals. And
that's
and
right.
Then the other thing, so when I explain that to people, Marilyn, on the phone, well, that the only, if you're going to take the animal, you've got to go to Everett Animal Shelter. Often the response is, oh, no, but I don't want the animal to be killed.
Yeah,
but
no.
My understanding these days is, you know, pretty much these municipal shelters and so forth, and especially Everett Animal Shelter, they really are a no-kill shelter these days, you know, because of all of the other rescues, like you know, Meow and the other private rescues around, y'all kind of help each other out. And when they get too many animals, then other shelters take them in. So isn't it? Most shelters are pretty much no-kill these days, aren't they?
Yeah. We kind of live in a bubble here in our part of the country. We're really fortunate that shelters, mm-hmm. and I want to say that we don't use the word pound anymore. It's shelters.
Yeah.
And they are, all of the shelters in this area are no-kill. The only time that an animal would ever, ever be euthanized would be if it were very ill, so if it had cancer or something like that, or if it's a fractious animal. But
yeah.
if somebody finds a cat or a kitten or a dog or a puppy and it's healthy and social, that animal is not going to be euthanized, either in Everett or Regional Animal Services or anywhere else.
Yep, so you can feel safe in doing that and know that that's the best thing when you can't keep an animal that you found, but you want to give it a chance to get back to its owner. At least there's you know, owners know where to, you know, or can find out where to call or go to find their animal mm-hmm. friends. So the only time that you take in animals, an organization or shelter rescue like Meow, you, of course, can take animals from Everett Animal Shelter, you know, or something, if they had overflow and you had room. Mm-hmm. But you are legally allowed to take owner surrenders, correct? So if I couldn't keep my personal cat anymore, I could bring it to Meow if you had room.
If we had space, yeah, that's correct.
And that's why I started this whole thing by asking if you had space, because often that's a bigger problem and why you end up having to take animals to the municipal facility like Everett Animal Shelters, because the smaller places don't have room.
Yeah, and whenever somebody calls us and asks if we can take their cat, the mm-hmm. first question we always ask is, where did you adopt the cat in the first place? Because any reputable shelter in this area will take their own cat back. And that is definitely a bonus of adopting from a shelter as opposed to getting a cat from your friend or neighbor or coworker.
Right, right. That's what I really appreciate. If you get like a cat from Meow, something happens to you or something, the kitty Meow will take them back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important.
Yeah.
Now, I have one other question related to this, but I'm looking at the clock. We need to take care of advertisers one more time before we get to the end of this hour. So let's do that. Remind me, Marilyn, when we come back, I've got one other question on this subject before we move on. So help me remember.
Okay.
I'm going to put down I have a question here. I better write it down. anyway, so we are going to take care of our advertisers. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are. More with Marilyn and Meow Cat Rescue coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Mm-hmm. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of this first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Be sure you check out NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com is the website, and that's where you can find out about all their great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, best cat vitamins on the planet, and fabulous dog supplements. It's the powder comes in a hip and joint formula or just the original gold, which is the skin and coat formula. But I'll tell you what, it is amazing. The best skin and coat on your dogs. And I swear I have to give it to my Robbie. Otherwise I could planet the world with golden retriever hair. But his hair actually stays on him until I brush it off pretty much when he's on NuPro. So check it out. N-U-P as in Peter, R-O. Find out about all of their supplements on the website. And if you can't find them in your local pet store, they are available on Amazon. And of course, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dog friends and solve problems. And I am on the slow side right now. I mean, business has been kind of slow, so I need you to take my number and give it to everybody you know that has dogs. And if anybody has problems with their dog friends, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to them for free. And I have to say that I'm telling people all the time what I kind of specialize in teaching you how to live with your dog and solve all the problems at once quickly. And it's taken me decades and decades to put together the program that I have now. I'll tell you that what it boils down to is I don't just come and train your dog. Okay, I do more work with the humans than I do with the dogs, and it's like I don't just give you a fish. I teach you how to fish. So that's the big difference in what I teach you, how to live with your dog, how to teach, how to correct, how to everything you need to know and all the specific problems. And so you can do it yourself. You don't need to be paying somebody all the time to train your dog. So if you're interested, I always do a free telephone evaluation. So take my phone number and give it to everybody you know and tell them to call me. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. My number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. We are in the middle of a conversation with Marilyn Hendrickson from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And Marilyn, I said, I had a question. And believe it or not, I remembered my question. Anyway, I was telling you that people get referred to me when they want a shelter or rescue. Well, I got a message from a guy this week that said he had a whole bunch of really good blankets and all kinds of, I think, dog toys, because their dog had passed away from something. Anyway, he didn't want to just donate them. He wanted to donate them to a shelter or a rescue. So it occurred to me, I gave him, all the shelters around, that information. But are donations like that, is that something that you guys would welcome?
We do. We take just about any kind of donation. The only thing we don't take is litter boxes. We use litter boxes. Okay. And things that are in really ratty shape. Gently used blankets, toys, beds, all that we can take.
All right. Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Even opened bags of cat food, open bags of dog food. We can take all of those things.
Wonderful. That's really good to know. Open bags or cans of food that Meow will take them. And I would think pretty much any of the private shelters and rescues can use supplies. And pretty much I think everyone would say the same thing. If it's really crummy, well, they don't bring them, yucky stuff. But like you said, gently used. So it is a good thing to donate, because I imagine you go through a lot of that kind of stuff. And if somebody donates a lot of toys and stuff, then that can be used in foster. Do you send toys home with adoptees sometimes?
Yeah, we do that. We can send toys home with adoptees, with fosters. We share with other rescue organizations. So we can always find a home for these items.
All right, that sounds really good. And I'm looking, before we run out of time, I'm just pulling up my current events list, because if I remember right, I think there's coming. It is the 2nd of June. It's hard for me to believe that we are getting close to summertime here. We got a big event coming up for Meow Cat Rescue, do we not?
We do. Our annual auction and fundraiser is the 22nd of June. That's 3 weeks from yesterday.
Boy, so that's really sneaking up on us here.
It is. There's still time to register. And I want to tell people that if for some reason you can't go to the event, we have, I think it's over 200 items that we're going to be putting on our website on June 10th that you can bid on from the comfort of your home. It's just fun to get online and look at all the things, and you can just browse or bid or whatever you want to do right from the comfort of your home.
Well, how fun is that? So it's the 2024 Fine Wines and Felines, and this is the in-person dinner and usually silent and live auction. But you're saying you're going to have an auction online as well.
That's the silent auction.
Oh, the silent auction is online only? And then it'll be a live auction at dinner, is that right?
That's correct. And so the silent auction begins on June 10th, so you've got 2 weeks to look and bid on those items.
All right, and we do that through the website meowcatrescue.org?
Yep.
All right. And that begins June 10th. All right. So that's a week from tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And so that's when you can start bidding. And then have you been in this location for this event before, or is this a new location for Fine Wines and Felines?
This is a new location, and we think it's going to be a lot easier to get to for people. You don't need to go into Seattle. It's just right off, literally right off of 405 and 522. Very, very easy to get to. Lots of parking. And I think most of our people live on the east side, so we just want to make it easy for people.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what's the best way for people to get tickets and sign up?
The best way is to go to our website, again, www.meowcatrescue.org. And I think right there at the top, Fine Wines and Felines, and there's links.
All right, wonderful. And, of course, we have the event up on our current events page at the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events, and you will find the information about Fine Wines and Felines and the link there for you. Otherwise, just go directly to meowcatrescue.org. And like you said, there's a link on the homepage for all the details. And it is going to be Saturday, June 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Yep, and the event, I haven't been to the event for many years. And of course, weren't able to do it in person, you know, through the pandemic and so forth. But gosh, it's a fun event. The dinner and the auction. So I hope you all have a chance to go. All right, we don't have too much time left, but anything else you want to share with us, Marilyn?
Well, actually, yeah, it would probably take a couple hours, but I would just like to touch on the fact that our phone rings nonstop from people whose cat goes outside and always comes home but didn't come home today.
Yeah.
And we are all about indoor only. Catios are great. Enclosures are great. But there are predators. And I was out walking this week, and I saw another bobcat. It was probably 10 o'clock in the morning. And
wow.
I don't live out in the country, you know. So
wow.
The outdoor cats are disappearing at an alarming rate.
And that's a lot of the calls that I get are missing cats. And and of course, I do live in the country, so we have cougar and bobcat and coyote and eagles and hawks. There's just so many dangers out there. And then cars. And of course, you're in the city, there's even more. But a lot of, especially the coyotes and so forth, really have moved into the cities, and you have to be careful wherever you are. And I know I grew up with indoor outdoor cats and so forth for a few decades, but I have to say that I tragically lost some. And I thought when I moved, 1990 is when I moved out to the country. I thought, oh great, we'll be much safer. I got in the country and realized, oh, geez, it's even worse than the city because there's more predators and aerial ones, too. Mm-hmm. And that's when I decided that I was going to build a catio, cat run. And so that was my first one, was built in the 1990s. And once you go that way, I've never gone back. And my cats are happy campers. And I have the most wonderful, I call it the Paz Mahal. And they go through a cat door in the house and through a breezeway out to their catio. And, you know, they never try to door dart or get out of the house. You know, they are happy to spend their time in the catio. And it's just a wonderful way to give them outdoors and fresh air and know that they're safe. And so I really, really recommend catios.
I do, too.
All right. So anyway, we are smack out of time and over time. So Marilyn, thank you so much. It's always a joy to speak with you. And I'll look forward to talking to you again the first Sunday of July.
All righty. We'll talk to you then.
All right. God bless. Thanks, Marilyn. Bye
bye.
All right, everybody. Meowcatrescue.org. If you want to check it out, check on, you can click available cats and kittens, dogs and puppies, and know they are open this afternoon from 1 to 5 p.m. All righty. It is time to fire up that love train now. And remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And the whole point of this is to get up and get some exercise, get our juices flowing and energy for the day, but also to spread that love and light all over the world. And you know it's needed everywhere. So there's several parts in the love train music where you get to send the love around the world. So please do. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.